time the Imperial Star Destroyers had arrived to provide backup, everything had already been in flames, and the last of the traitors had fled. The Grand Inquisitor kicked at some loose soil. At least the scum could never come back. The Empire would show no mercy if they tried. The traitors were gone, the buildings were gone, the resources were gone, and the idiot who'd sent the Empire so far out in the first place was also gone. The Grand Inquisitor wished he had been assigned the task of tracking down the man to exact Imperial revenge, but his talents were needed elsewhere. The Jedi had done more than anyone expected. Not only had she trained the traitors to fight and helped one of them escape from jail twice, she'd had the ability to call in a large number of ships to help her. The Grand Inquisitor would have dearly liked to have been assigned the task of tracking her down, but that had also gone to someone else. He hadn't come to Raeda to follow someone's trail. He had come to see someone's work, to learn what she was capable of when pushed, to see how far she could go, would go, for her goals. In spite of himself, he was impressed. He had never raised a whole moon, even if it was a tiny and pointless one. There was something to be said for that level of destruction. Moreover, one of his own kind had died there. He'd found the body, burned almost beyond recognition, but the Grand Inquisitor knew what to look for. The other one had been bold, too bold, it seemed. He had gone fearlessly after a Jedi and paid the price. The Grand Inquisitor would not be so reckless. He would channel his hate more usefully, be more measured. He, too, longed to kill his enemies, but he was not stupid. He knew the value of a good plan. He turned and strode back to his ship. No one else had disembarked, and as he stalked through the corridor, his agents scattered out of his way. They were all afraid of him, which he liked rather a lot. They didn't know exactly what he was, only that he was implacable and cruel. His kind was new to the galaxy, a fresh weapon for the dark side to wield. His agents must follow his every order as though the Emperor himself had given it. That sort of power made him feel very strong. "Set a course back to base," he said. He took his lightsaber off its mounting on his back and held the rounded handle almost lovingly. It wasn't the first one he'd ever carried, but it was the first he'd borne in service of his new master, and he liked the viciousness of the design. "And inform Lord Vader that we have found evidence of another survivor." This is Ashley Eckstein. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars, Ahsoka, by E.K. Johnston. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer, Aaron Blank. Star Wars, Ahsoka is a production of Lucasfilm Limited and registered or trademarked where indicated. Copyright 2016. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production, copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Penguin Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved. Audible.